Michael Zavala Show.
When you
he's not
talk
from the ghetto.
CW, it gives me
the angel
suggestion.
What?
Sing.
No, the angels have died because of you. I'm sorry. I need to go pray.
Welcome back to the Michael Zavala Show.
All right, we're back. Hosea, is that how you say your name?
Yeah, that's it. Man.
I want to say Jose, and then I want to say Hosea. So if I say both, I'm stupid.
That sounded exactly
like did it really sound exactly like?
Yeah.
Well, how do you say your last name?
Chanchez.
Okay.
Chanchigle.
Gotcha. Very cool. Well, hey, you are starring, is that right, on a new show on the CW network?
Yes.
You're actually starring in it. Is that kind of a scary thing?
No. It's good. I got a great cast. We got a great cast.
You have Tia Mori on your cast.
Yes, the lovely Tia Mori.
Do you know that?
Growing up and sexy.
Now I feel bad about what I'm about to say. No, when I was, 8 years old and Sister was on the air. Yeah, I don't know if I was really that young. I was a little perv. I had a big crush on T and Tamara, and so I wrote them a letter, and they sent me a postcard with a real autograph on the front of them, and front of the postcard, and so I kept that forever, but I don't think I have that anymore.
So you did.
So you didn't keep it forever.
Right.
A real autograph.
Because the ink smudged. The ink smudged a little bit. It wasn't like one of those printed. I mean, maybe their assistants or someone did it. But
are you sure it wasn't like Big Snooky in the back of the paper room doing it?
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, probably.
But hey, they might have known Tia and Tamara. You don't know.
Now, wait. Now, in the show, you are dating Tia. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
See, that's what you get for asking questions that you don't know anything about.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to need y'all to do your due diligence before you call me next time.
All right. No, tell us about the show. Tell us about the game, what it's about.
It's about three football players. The show is completely from a female perspective. So it gives you a different side. Like, you've seen football shows before, and it's just a bunch of testosterone dudes hitting each other, and, you know, it's not too appealing. But this show is all about showing the ins and outs of NFL players from the perspective of their women, their mothers, their girlfriends, and their wives. And we got a little interracial stuff going on, like most football players. Well, not most. Sorry, I take that back. But like a lot of
don't
football
worry.
Players.
No football players listen to this show.
Yeah,
if anybody
like
listens,
most of them
listen. Right, yeah. No, you would be thinking that we have a listening audience, and we don't. So don't worry about that. No, I heard it's got great reviews, and it's really funny, and I've heard you do a really good job at it.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you got great people supporting you.
Sure.
You know, we all uplift each other, and we're all really, really, really cool with each other. Like we're actually friends outside of work.
Very cool.
So our chemistry and our dynamics on the show are a little bit like our chemistry and dynamic in real life.
Wow. And so when does the show start?
Tomorrow, October 1st.
Awesome. Very cool.
Sunday, October 1st.
Very cool. 8:30. I'm going to be sure to watch that. And I had a question, but I don't remember what it was. I don't remember. Anybody else have any questions? All right. That's cool.
Y'all don't want to know about Brittany Daniels?
Oh, Brittany Daniels is on the show.
What? What? You don't want to know about Brittany Daniels?
All right. Now, look. I'm all about T and Tamara, and these guys can do Brittany Daniels. Talk about it.
No, okay.
How does it feel being the first TV show one of the first TV shows that the CW network, it's brand new, and you guys are one of the first ones they picked up?
Oh, man, it's great. It just means that they obviously have a lot of faith. It was only two shows. We're the only comedy.
Wow.
It was one drama.
Wow.
One drama.
Very cool. And so you're the only show on the CW network that is not a soap opera. So congratulations
on
that. Yeah. Well,
we got a lot of drama happening now, but it's not a soap.
Yeah, I know. So like Smallville, everything that the WB puts out is a soap or something, you know. But you guys seem like it's a sitcom, and that's great, and that's what everyone likes.
Yeah, yeah. We're bringing the funny, man.
Well, very cool. Also, since you are friends with Tia, we have been trying to get a hold of her people. If you could just
I don't even know why y'all got me on the show.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are or what the CW network is. I just, you're friends with Tia, and if you
don't
can tell
believe it, him, no. he didn't get. I got you. He's the one who wanted to do this. Don't believe anything he says. He's a liar.
No, but no. If you can, you know, say Tia, the Michael Zavala show wants you to be on their show for 5 minutes, and so talk to your publicist and tell your publicist to let him through. So that's right, basically all you got to do, and that's cool. That's cool. I think that's all
hey,
we need
what
you
if
for
I don't
now.
Get out of it?
We've got a Michael Zavala T-shirt we can give you. That wasn't funny. I'm sorry.
Can we get a hat?
We got a Michael Zavala throw pillow.
Yeah, that's we've got a good. Throw pillow. Yeah, we've got hats. We can give you something.
Yeah, we do.
Well, perfect.
I've got I've got a $5 Target gift card in my wallet right now. That is all yours.
Oh, perfect. That's
so,
my favorite story.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. We'll check it out tomorrow. The game premieres October 1st, and we're very excited about the show. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey,
all right. Thank you guys for having me.
Hosea, just to add this one little thing, you may have Tia and Brittany, but we have the Deal or No Deal model, so it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's between you and Dub. You know go ahead. Y'all can look, let me just say this. The Deal or No Deal models are great, but Tia and Tamara, they've been around forever.
And they're twins.
And they're twins. You don't see twins on Deal or No Deal. Right?
You don't see two of the same exact class.
Right, exactly. You don't see that. Oh, I need to go take a nap. All right, well, thanks, Hosea. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, buddy.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good interview.
I like him. He's very nice.
Oh, you're stupid, but that's okay.
I know. But you know what? If he gets us Tia, that's all that matters. Just kidding. We love you, Hosea. Not in a homosexual way. Then we had to get stuff at Walmart.
What? Yeah, I missed that.
All right.
Okay, that one went right over my head.
Well, what does it? I just do that in there. Just,
that is a good point.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's true.
I hate you.
Wow. Speaking of women, 2020 yesterday. Well, yeah, it's...
Why are we talking about women?
Well, we're not, because that's gross. But...
What?
2020 yesterday.
Did you start your timer?
No. 2020 yesterday was talking about how girls are smarter than guys. The difference between guys and girls. And they said that the difference is girls are smarter. I don't know any girl that is smarter than I am. And I'm not immodest by any means. I mean, I'm smarter than
Doug. Yeah, that is immodest. Michael.
Girls may be book smart, but they're...
Book smart, yes.
Yes.
Like, meaning a pie and crap like that. But who cares? It's
what did you say about
pies? I don't know. But I meant pie in the equation pie.
Oh,
yeah. I'm pretty smart.
If you're so smart,
why were you
homeschooled?
Hold on.
And why did you not go to college?
Because I don't need college because I'm so smart.
Okay.
You just walked right into that. You just saw that, and you're like, I'm going to go
whatever.
Check
this. You think he's going to get rid of this deal, this radio show?
Yeah.
I got school?
I'm in college. I'm in college.
Exactly. Look what I could be.
Do you see what we're doing right now? We're talking to Hosea Chanchez.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Think we're going to school?
All right, look.
Yeah.
I could be that guy, or I could be me. I'd rather be me.
Be yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. But, no, I mean, they're saying that girls are smart. I mean, there's obviously out there at least one girl that is smarter than I am. But
my girlfriend.
No.
Janet Reno.
No. Janet Reno. I don't do
Linda
two.
Is much smarter than
no,
you.
No, I don't
than
think
the
so.
Likes of you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Right, look,
you know what we're going to do?
This isn't girlfriend plugging.
You know
time.
What we're going to do?
Hold on. I'm in the middle of a
we
bit
are going to call her up, and you are going to take an IQ test. She is going to take an IQ test, and we will see. We'll see.
Anyway, Ryan, what I was saying is there's probably at least out there one girl that's smarter than I am, but. Well,
that's
the thing
next
is,
week,
the thing
the
is, I don't even remember what I'm saying about because you keep on throwing in this crap. It's like, hey, here's a clean bowl. Let's
I know.
Throw crap
I'm trying to
it.
Trip you up. That's exactly what I'm trying
sure,
to
do. Sure. Whatever. Oh, yeah. I meant to do that.
Can you throw me a pen?
No.
I need a pen.
I'll stick it in your eye. What happens is, they're book smart. Exactly. Right. So, but they're not like common sense smart.
No.
I know tons of girls out there that
could
if they
you
weren't
on a math test,
right?
But
if they didn't have their head on right,
they
would get hit by a car.
That's true.
Lots of girls out there. That's why the majority of accident causers in the world are females.
Is that a true fact?
I don't know.
It should be.
It is on this show.
I need a pen.
All right, I've got a pin right here. Thank little you. Baby. Not in a homosexual way.
Get back over there.
Is there a MySpace? Wow. Dub just bull charge Ryan over here.
Not very hard, though. I didn't want to hurt him. Get sued.
Yeah, right. The MySpace website, what is that? What's the MySpace website?
Dub. Which one? MySpace.com/Kryptonian.
No, not
the show,
yours.
The show's website.
Nobody looks at yours.
MySpace.com/TheMichaelZavalaShow. That is Z as in zebra, A as in apple.
So what goes on? all right, we got it. We better move on. We've got a whole bunch of
V as in Victor.
Oh, are you kidding me? Who? Victor? Who names their kids Victor?
L as in
dozens of Latinos are calling me right this second. all right, next topic that I wanted to talk about today: should the Crocodile Hunter video of his death be shown and released in public?
Yes.
Be released in
why?
Public.
Because I feel as though he would have wanted it that way.
So
why would people want to see him die?
No. I think that from everything that I've read, I have seen that, well, he wanted the experience, the real experience, to be shown. And so I think that he would have wanted the video to be played just like any normal episode.
And you think he wants his little girls to see that and stuff?
Oh, I'm sure they already have.
Well, look, okay, I agree with one point. When I first heard the news, I thought...
If there's like a lot of blood and stuff, they do need to edit it down. But I'm just saying, I think that they do need to play the video.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to see one of my parents.
I know. That's horrible. But see, I have mixed feelings about this. I was where you were. When he died, I said I would like to see the video, not for entertainment purposes, but I just wanted to see what happened. I was out of curiosity, I wanted to see. It was a horrible thing, I know, but I did want to see that. But then, as time went on, this past week, his wife was on 2020 or something like that, or some news show, and she was saying how she doesn't want the video to be released. On behalf of the family, I don't want the video to be released now. Because what is it going to show? I mean, we already know that he died a tragic death. Sure, he might have wanted it to be shown, but I don't want to see it now because of that reason. I mean, it's not something you want to just... Because what's going to happen is... It gets out on the internet, even if they show it once. They show it on Australian TV Channel 4. Channel 4, it airs for 30 seconds. Somebody in Hawaii has a tape of it now.
It'll be all over the world.
Yeah, it spreads on YouTube. And then there's going to be two stupid kids somewhere in the world that's going to find the video, edit it up, and try to make it real light and funny and make fun of it. And then it's going to be on YouTube, and it's just going to make the whole situation... going to dishonor the situation.
Right.
So... Yeah, I don't think it should be released. So if it does get released, no one download it. Just for that reason. I don't want those two kids in Alaska or Texas.
I see how that could make sense.
You know, making fun of it.
Yeah, that's a good explanation.
I wouldn't want to watch anybody die, though.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that he died, it's probably just not a good thing for anybody to see.
Right.
But then you imagine it in your head.
Have you ever seen any of the old Taekwondo movies from like 1950s and 70s?
You watch
era?
A lot of Taekwondo movies, right?
Yeah. I think I pursued that career for about 3 or 4 years.
Seriously, have you seen any of those?
No.
Okay, well, if you do, you're watching people die because they actually
from the 70s?
From like the 50s to the 70s, they actually killed people.
I think in Shakespeare
those were
movies.
Real
well, I haven't seen those, so I've watched nobody die.
Yeah, so they were actually banned just recently because of that reason. Hmm. But they actually had real fights, and they would kill people. So just a little
tidbit. We didn't start the timer, did we?
I did.
How much time are we in?
Roughly about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, good. So we can call the National Weather Service.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to everyone.
Settle this once and for all.
Tell everyone what the discussion was about while I dial the number.
Okay.
This is the National Weather Service
Michael
here in the
says
Dallas area.
That mud storms exist. I say
can
there's
exist.
No possible way for a mud, for it to be raining mud. Because mud is heavier than water.
Right. It would rain for
Thank you for calling the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Fort Worth. Please make your choice from the following options.
Fort Worth.
One moment, please.
One moment, please.
Good evening, National Weather Service, Fort Worth.
Yes, I had a question. My name is Michael Zavala. I have a radio show. We're on the air right now, and I just had a really quick weather question for you, if you wouldn't mind answering the question. I have a little debate here with one of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you consider him coworker, but anyway, it's a debate.
Co-DJ.
Right, co-DJ, producer. Whatever. Okay. We were driving today, and I meant to say sandstorm, but I said mudstorm, and I just went with that. And he said, there's no such thing as a mudstorm. And I said, yes, there could be a such thing as a mudstorm. If you're in a sandstorm and it rains, you get mud. Therefore, mudstorm.
But my argument is that a mudstorm could not possibly happen. So what does the National Weather Service say about it?
Well, technically, we refer to it as a sandstorm.
Okay.
Of some sort. I guess I understand what you're saying, how it could be mud, but we don't define anything by our books as being a mudstorm.
Okay, but there can be a mudstorm, is what you're saying.
No, it's not. No.
Well, I've never seen one myself, or I haven't studied too much about those in particular, I'm not quite sure what.
But is it? But can this happen? Can there be a sandstorm and then it have a thunderstorm all at the same time, leading to mud? Hold on. Let the expert answer.
Well, usually sandstorms are generated by high winds. It's kind of like having a dust storm, where it's just kind of picking it up off the ground and transporting it across.
And
usually, the difference between like a dust storm and a sandstorm, I think, is the height, how high up the particles go up in the air.
But, okay, so there's no such thing as a mudstorm.
Yeah, you're
not
wrong.
Not by our technical definition.
You're
but
wrong.
So there can't be rain and sand at the same time. We're not putting you on the spot here. I just see it.
This is how I'm logically trying to figure it out, because rain.
I guess in a way you could. There could be sand and rain if you're maybe in the desert.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wind,
in the desert, not like in Texas.
The winds from the thunderstorm are like picking up the sand.
Right.
But usually a sandstorm, in most cases by our definition, occurs under drier conditions where it's just high winds across the barren area.
What if there's a strong enough wind that blows the sand from the desert and somehow mixes with air from the ocean and water, and it just makes mud?
You're an idiot.
He's just trying to keep his $50.
I want to be right. I want to know that there's a such thing that it can happen. There's a mudstorm somewhere.
No.
I guess hypothetically.
Okay, thank you.
Hypothesis is not scientific fact.
Right. Well, I mean, you can
that's
call it a
figment of imagination.
Right. Right. Well, that's fine. As long as there's
mud,
a hypothesis.
It's dirt.
I don't know if it's ever actually happened, though.
Right. Well, it could. I mean, an asteroid can hit the Earth and destroy it, but it hasn't happened, but it possibly can. Right, Dub?
No. So, okay. Right, so, basically, you're in one word, you say that it's inconclusive.
That's a big word. I know. I don't even know what that is.
There's no such thing as a mudstorm.
It can happen.
No such thing as a mudstorm.
What she says is, it can possibly happen, but they don't call it.
No,
we
wouldn't
define it as a mudstorm.
Right, she wouldn't call it a mudstorm. But it can happen. But they wouldn't call it a mudstorm.
I
don't worry about it.
Thank you so much. We're sorry for wasting your time.
We're going to go ahead and leave you some more important calls. We just want to. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
But
you're welcome.
Have a good day.
How can it be a mudstorm and sand?
No, see, this is the deal.
It can only be mud if dirt's involved.
Mud,
right?
Sand flies up in the air.
No,
but
it can't
the rain
if it's
hits
wet.
The dirt, and the mud flies to the ground.
It can't if you.
But
if
that
it's
would
wet,
only happen for 20 seconds.
Because dirt is heavier
for all the sand.
Sand is heavier when it's wet because
it
absorbs the water, which makes mud.
Right.
So therefore, if you have wind, wind cannot blow wet sand.
Is wet sand considered mud?
Yes. Well, quicksand. It can be, but most of the time it's just considered mud. So you cannot have sand that's wet blown up into the air because it's heavier.
Okay, I just explained to Ryan. The sand blows in the air, the rain hits the sand, therefore turning into mud as it's falling towards the ground. Therefore, it's a mudstorm, but only for 10 seconds.
You know what? I'm going to get some. I know somebody who is pretty big, and I'm.
That's offensive.
Are they like 6'3", 250?
I know somebody who is pretty famous who can answer this question. I will get them for next week.
I think he means Bill Nye the Science Guy, the one.
I don't mean next week. I mean the week after, because you know what? You can ask Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Ask Bill Nye.
I will.
You can.
We'll do that next
and
week.
And then I will get a meteorologist on next week.
Okay.
All right.
Be right back.
Michael Zavala Show.
Hey, this is April Scott, and you're listening to the Michael Zavala Show.
More Michael Zavala coming up next.